Hello, this is Peter with God's Word. Today, we will be in Numbers chapter 11. Again, that's Numbers chapter 11. We're going to start with verses 1 through 3. Numbers 11, 1 through 3. And the people complained in the hearing of the Lord about their misfortunes. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some outlying parts of the camp. Then the people cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. So the name of that place was called Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned among them. Let me remind you of what is happening. Misery in Egypt. The parting of the Red Sea by God, and now they are traveling across the desert. Again, as in Leviticus 10, verse 2, again, as in Leviticus, chapter 10, verse 2, and the fire came out from before the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. And shall we not forget Sodom and Gomorrah? Now we can add Taberah. However, God is very unhappy about man not following instructions and us not following him. Oh, and by the way, God has the power to resolve the issue. We are happy with God when we are getting what we want, but when God's plan differs from ours, we want what we want, and we believe it's God's fault that we can't have it. Try that attitude at work and see how it goes. I think the answer will be, you are fired. And that will probably be the answer. God has not fired us. But if we are not living with God on the day of judgment, he will literally fire us in the lake of fire. God still loves us and is not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9b, as in boy. Again, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9b, as in boy. God tells us in the next verse, 2 Peter 3:10, that is 2 Peter 3:10, that we will be destroyed in the earth. He will destroy the earth. And in 2 Peter 3:13, 2 Peter 3:13, but according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. We are told in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11b, as in boy. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11b, as in boy. What sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? We are here on earth for a short time, usually under 100 years. But we will be in our eternal home for the rest of time. We have a choice as to whether we want to live with God or Satan, as there are no other choices. Returning to Numbers, chapter 11, verse 4 through 6. Numbers 11, 4 through 6. Now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving, and the people of Israel also wept again and said, "Oh, that we had meat to eat! We remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at." People say, better is the devil you know than the one you don't know. Following the devil is never right. They may have had food that was better than manna, but they were still prisoners in Egypt. They were still being mistreated in Egypt. God was leading them on a journey to the land of milk and honey after he had just delivered them from the hands of the Egyptians and Pharaoh. The Israelites grew weary of manna and lost sight of the milk and honey. They also lost sight of God as they complained that they were better off in Egypt. Concerning the statement, "Now our strength is dried up," I think God knows when his people are physically done in. After all, he made them. Let's continue in Numbers 11, verses 7 through 9. That's Numbers 11, 7 through 9. Now the manna was like colander seed, and its appearance like that of bdellium. The people went about and gathered it and ground it in handmills or beat it in mortars and boiled in pots and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was like the taste of cakes baked with oil. When the dew fell upon the camp of the night, the manna fell with it. They were given food to eat, but they wanted a bigger variety of food. They wanted a bigger variety of food. They felt like their strength had dried up, but God was making sure they could make the journey if they would follow him and probably quit their griping. If they could trust God to get them to where they were going, as he said he would, they would be able to have what they were looking for. We have to remember to always keep our eyes on the goal, heaven. Continuing in Numbers chapter 11, verse 10 through 15. That's Numbers chapter 11, verses 10 through 15. Moses heard the people weeping through their clans, everyone at the door of their tent. And the anger of the Lord blazed hotly, and Moses was displeased. Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you dealt ill with our servant? Why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this people on me? Did I conceive all this people? Did I give them birth, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom,' as a nurse carries a nursing child, to the land that you swore to give their fathers? Where am I to get meat to give all this people? For they weep before me and say, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I am not able to carry all this people alone. The burden is too heavy for me. If you will trust me like this, kill me at once. I'm sorry. If you will treat me like this, kill me at once. If I find favor in your sight, then I may not see my wretchedness." Moses did not realize that he should not be carrying all the people alone. God is carrying them also. God is very angry with those who are unthankful for all he has done for them. However, if we never had problems, we would not be able to grow. So we have three problems here. Number one, unthankfulness and complaining. Number two, not believing, not trusting God. And number three, not allowing and or asking God to help you. Let's move to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 through 13. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. "Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide you a way of escape." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. We are told, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." God gives us the command to rejoice, pray, and give thanks. Do you see this in the behavior of the Israelites mentioned above, before, earlier in this message? I don't. I don't think you will either. Rejoicing, praying, and giving thanks builds up. unthankfulness, complaining, not believing, not trusting God, not allowing or not asking God to help you tears one down. Besides, God is here and willing to help. So why not use his support? It's there. It's free. It is what will help us get to the end of our journey in heaven. His support is very necessary. We need to use it. The Israelites are not hungry. They have time on their hands, so they grumble. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 15, be as in boy. Again, Proverbs chapter 19, 15, be as in boy. And an idle person will suffer hunger. Obviously, the Israelites were not totally idle. And the quoted verse, I believe, is talking about a person who is totally idle. However, I believe there were somewhat idle and thus were spiritually hungry. They were allowing themselves to be separated from God. Because they had taken their eyes off what God had done and what God had promised in the future. God is different than man, as he has continued to love us and is not wishing any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. We saw that earlier. It's from 2 Peter 3:9. Be as in boy. 2 Peter 3:9. Be as in boy. God has told us we need to live with and for him now, and we will receive a reward in the future. Peace in heaven. God has also told us what happens when we reject him. We will receive a reward in the future. Torment in hell and the lake of fire. We have been warned. Only we can decide how we want to live on earth. Only we can decide where we want to spend eternity. Back to our text. Numbers 11, verses 16 through 30. Numbers 11. 16 through 30. Then the Lord said to Moses, gather me 70 men of the elders of Israel, who you know to be good elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them to the tent of meeting, and let them take their stand there with you. And I will come down and talk with you there. And I will take some of the spirit that is on you and put it on them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, so that you may not bear it yourself alone. And say to the people, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat. For you have wept in the hearing of the Lord, saying, who will give us meat to eat? For it was better for us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you meat, and you shall eat. You shall not eat just one day, or 2 days, or 5 days, or 10 days, or 20 days, but a whole month, till it comes out of your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you, because you have rejected the Lord who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why did we come out of Egypt? But Moses said, the people among whom I am number 600,000 on foot, and you have said, I will give them meat that they may eat a whole month. Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them and be enough for them? Or shall all of the fish be gathered together for them and be enough for them? And the Lord said to Moses, is the Lord's hand shortened? Now you shall see whether my word will come true for you or not. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And as soon as the spirit rested on them, they prophesied. But they did not continue doing it. Now two men remaining in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And the young man ran and told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the assistant of Moses from his youth, said, my Lord Moses, stop them. But Moses said to him, are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit on them. And Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. God answers the griping of the Israels and Moses. God hears all of the griping, and he hears the prayers also. What we need to remember is that God has a plan that was laid out before we were born and would continue to the end of time. The Israelites are disobeying and dishonoring God with their grumbling. And even Moses, their leader chosen by God, is not understanding the power of God. Moses saw the power of God at the Red Sea crossing, made only for the Israelites, and closed up against Pharaoh's army, causing their demise. God also followed through on his word to give Moses helpers, but they did not continue doing it. Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp, and they got reported to Moses. And Moses says, would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put His Spirit on them. In other words, as concerning the report they were prophesying, Moses is saying, great! More power to them. We need to make sure we are on God's side. Excuse me, my tongue is getting wrapped around everything. Let me start this sentence again. We need to make sure we are on God's side and do our job as apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and or teachers. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. This is not a complete list, as everybody who does work for the Lord is important. Think what church would be like without the cleaners and those who work to make the building usable. How about all the unnamed people who donate to fix a roof seriously in need of repair? In the areas with freezing winters, snow and ice are usually present. And thankfully, we have usually unknown people who shovel and sand. Thankfully, the preachers and the teachers have a godly support staff. Remember that there are many others who I have not mentioned, who have a job doing God's will that we may never know about. We may never know about. God knows them. Returning to our text, Numbers 11. Numbers 11 and we're in verse 31 already. Verse 31 through 34. Then a wind from the Lord sprang up, and it brought quail from the sea, and let them fall beside the camp, about a day's journey on this side, and a day's journey on the other side, around the camp, and about 2 cubits above the ground. And the people rose all that day, and all that night, and all the next day, and gathered the quail. Those who gathered least gathered 10 homers. And they spread them out for themselves all around the camp, while the meat was yet between their teeth, before it was consumed. The anger of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord struck down the people with a very great plague. Therefore, the name of that place was called Kibroth Hattaavah, because they buried the people who had the craving. God provided meat as He had said He would. However, the anger of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord struck down the people with a very great plague. My opinion is God saw that they were not thankful for the bounty that they had received, and God knew it. Whether that is correct or not, what we do know is God's anger was kindled against the people. And God acted swiftly and killed or struck down the people. Remember, we have a choice of God or Satan, heaven or hell, the lake of fire, peace or torment. Salvation is available to all who are ready to give their lives to Christ, believe the gospel, repent of your sins, confess faith in Christ, be baptized. For more information, go to gospel-light.org. gospel-light.org for more information and sermons that you can read. Thank you for listening today.